Welcome to another episode of the City That Never Sleeps podcast. We are here to recap the last five games, but especially this dominating win against the Portland Trailblazers at home at the Garden. We'll get to that a bit later. Toby, my co-host, is back with me. You missed him on the last episode. He's back here. It's been a little bit over a week. Happy to have you back, Toby. How's it going, man?
It's going great. It's going great. You know, Knicks have been playing better. March Madness is underway. So, yeah, basketball's looking good. I am an Arizona fan because my dad went there. So I'm rooting for them. And go Cats. You know what I'm saying? No, but let's get back to the Knicks. it was a good last five game stretch, right?
Three out of five W's.
I'll take that. And I mean, you can say, oh, it was against some shitty teams. And sure, it was against the Kings and the Trailblazers. But we did beat the Mavericks by 30, and that was they're a good team.
Mm-hmm.
We only lost by 3 to the Nets. And
yeah, that sucked, but we'll get into it.
Yeah, that was a bad game. But we only lost by 4 to the Grizzlies. Like, all of these have been close games. We've seen a little bit of improvement. And
Tibbs is returning.
Throwing
away the season, but I mean, he's it seems like he's not given up, but like given the young players a time to shine, right? He's giving them minutes now. We're seeing it.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure he's 100% returning, right? Like,
seems like it.
He's definitely returning, which in my opinion is the right decision. We fired coaches before that shouldn't have been fired, and then had a lot of bad coaches afterwards. So
right.
Yeah, I'm happy about that. So you wanna start up in the first game, or
yeah, we'll start it up. And I was talking to Toby pre-production a little bit. Kind of want to run through these like we normally do, sort of quick, so we can get to the most recent one. So I start out with a 131-115 victory, Knicks versus Kings on Monday, March 7th. The top scorer in that one for the Knicks being Julius Randle with 46 points in 34 minutes, followed by RJ Barrett with 29 points in 37 minutes, and then quickly with 27 points in 31 minutes.
And they all had great games. Like, those three carried us through that game, and Randle back, it showed. Randle really played like his old self. RJ's played like he has been all season long with 29-8-6, and that was a good game. I mean, nothing more to say about that. It was a good win.
And then, just moving to the Kings real quick. Their top scorers being De'Aaron Fox with 24 points in 41 minutes. Following him is Harrison Barnes, 23 points in 38 minutes. Toby, you got the Mavericks game.
Yep. All right. So the Mavericks, also a good game. We beat the Luka-led Mavericks by 30 points, 107-77. Our top scorers were, again, Julius Randle. He had another good game with 26-8-5. And then RJ followed him up with 18-7-4. That's probably where I got the 18 from. and Luka had 31-6-4, but it wasn't enough as we absolutely smoked them. And that game was never really close. So, yep, that was a great win.
It was a 31. We outscored them 31-17 in the first quarter. I was like, oh, yeah, this is a really good game. And then I think it was a late night right on ESPN. And I went to bed. And Toby texted me, when Luka did go on a scoring spree, like you said, Luka led Mavericks because literally scored 10 points in a row for them. You texted me like, oh, no, it's going to be one of those games that I lose the lead.
We were up by like 20, and then he like scored like 15, and he cut the lead to like 10. Right, and I was like, oh no, not this again. But luckily we held out and it didn't happen again.
Something that didn't go well for the Knicks, though, was this loss against Memphis, a 118-114 loss on Friday, March 11th, last Friday. Knicks outscored the Grizzlies 40-26 in the third quarter, and then the Grizzlies came back, outscored the Knicks in the fourth, 31-18. The top scorers on both sides, starting with the Knicks, was Julius Randle. Again, he put up 36 points, 12 rebounds, 6 assists in 40 minutes, and RJ Barrett following him with 23 points, 2 assists, and 7 rebounds. And then going to the Grizzlies, who else but John Morant? Yeah. That guy is a sensational player. 37 points, 8 assists, and 4 rebounds in 38 minutes. And like basically he led them. The next guy on the list would be either or Jaren Jackson with 13 points in 27 minutes. But John Morant's a sensational player.
But the thing about Jaw is that he has good team members around him. 37-8-4. But the thing is, sure, you look at him, oh, he definitely carried, but five of his teammates had 10-plus points, which is really like, oh, yeah, that's he's got a good supporting cast, right? And that's what it takes to build a good team. You need a star and a good supporting cast, and they have that. That's why they're a good team. All right, now on to the Nets. This was a 3-point loss. This was a rough game. It was It was close the whole way,
all the way down to the end.
Right, we had a lead down the stretch, and we kind of blew it. We kind of blew it.
Kevin Durant showed how good of a player he was.
Yeah, Durant, another one of a superstar type of guy. 53-9-6. So, yeah. And then our top
Kyrie was not in this one.
Kyrie
well
wasn't even playing.
Vaccine rule still, which is a big deal right now.
Mm-hmm. And then we had three top scorers with Randall having 26-4-4, RJ with 24-2-1, and then Fournier with 25-5-2. And I want to say, besides those guys, not a single person was in double digits. So you can see our supporting cast wasn't really there this game, and it showed. We lost. So sucks to suck. Next game.
Yeah, but then we bounce back, and this is the one we really want to talk about, really want to touch on. It was the Mavericks that I was thinking of leading up to this episode, and then the Knicks showed up last night. We're recording this on Thursday. They showed up Wednesday night and said, you know what? We're going to give you guys something to really talk about. Another 30-point victory, 128-98. Everyone performed, the main guys being RJ Barrett dropping 31-5-4 in 40 minutes. Also, you have Julius Randle putting a 20-point performance up there with 7 assists and 9 rebounds in 34 minutes. But the young guys stood out as well. We have Quickly, IQ, dropping 18-6-5 in 25. You have Air Toppin, right? He had a few alley-oops in this one. Jericho Sims has been playing significant minutes, played 24 minutes, played pretty well. So a good game all around for this Knicks team.
Yeah, great game all around. Supporting cast showed up. Everybody really showed up.
Yeah, so I mean that gives you your five games. I guess for the Trailblazers, looking at their roster, it's very, very, very bad. But the top performer here, Josh Hart, with 17 points in 28 minutes. And looking towards the game tomorrow night against Washington, these next five games following these last five games, you know, there are some losses, wins in there. I really didn't want to stay. I want to copy Toby, so I threw some losses in there because, you know, Debbie Downer or whatever. But I do actually feel like the Knicks could win a significant amount of games in these next five.
Before we go to the next five, do you want to talk about some other stuff?
Oh, I wasn't going straight there. I was just saying, looking at their next five, like, they got some winnable matchups against these Eastern Conference opponents.
They do. We might have a chance to make the playoffs. You never know.
Don't go there, though. Come on.
So, okay, so with 12 games left, can we make the playoffs? That's a big thing I want to harp on.
Okay.
You think so? You think?
No way.
We do play the Hawks in the next five, and we're trailing the Hawks right now to get back into playoff positions.
By
the
five
Hawks
games.
Are approximately five games ahead of us. They're 34-35. We're 29-40. So, you don't think so? We also play the Wizards, who are again ahead of us, but only by half of a game. So, we're two places out of 10th right now. You don't think we can get this 10th seed by the end of the season? We've got 12 games remaining, five games to make back.
No, I don't, honestly, Toby.
Not at
I
all?
Think. I think, I think the Knicks are done for. Because I feel like Tibbs, he wouldn't be throwing his towel, you know, he's not throwing the towel in the ring because he wouldn't be doing that.
The young kids are performing, though. Like, that's why
I know, but the reason he did that was because he threw the towel in the ring. He's like, all right, we're giving up on the season. Let's give the young guys their playing time, you know?
I guess. I kind of see where you're coming from. But I mean, I don't know. I mean, it depends on if these next five, if you can win four out of the five, I think we're in really good chance to make the playoffs. We have to beat the Hawks 100%, and we have to beat the Hornets and the Wizards to really try to boost ourselves into maybe playoff position, because the Hornets also are only 5.5 games ahead of us instead of just five, which is still like around the same as the Hawks. So again, can we do that? Can we boost ourselves into the playoff positions? I don't know. Hornets have won three of their last. Have won their last three, which is like I don't know. It's definitely going to be close. And talking about Tibbs throwing in the towel, I've seen from multiple sources that Tibbs is going to come back next year. Have you seen the same or what?
Yeah, we just talked about this. I think Tibbs is going to come back. I don't think there's any reason why he wouldn't.
Yeah, I saw that. It looked like Leon decided that he was going to come back, which is good. I prefer Tibbs to stay. But you want to talk about maybe some signings that we've made, some waivings? I know you're into that type of stuff.
Yeah, sorry. I'm trying to get to the signing, and I wanted to open it to make sure I have everything on him before you went to me, because I knew that was coming. So the Knicks.
My bad.
No, it's not your fault. I should have had it open beforehand. The Knicks wave Lucas Simonic. G League. Yeah, it is my bad. G Leaguer, basically, injury ridden season. Did not really have much starting time. Played when we were winning by a lot or losing by a lot. So that was kind of his season with the Knicks. So they're going to bring in another two-way deal kind of guy in Farron Hunt, I believe that's how you pronounce his name. He's only 22 years old. He's a forward. So maybe we see him slotting in as a, I guess, backup small forward in this team. Doubt it?
Yeah, I doubt it. I don't think he'll get any playing time. He'll probably just play in the G League or something like that.
Well, he did most recently play in the G League for the New Orleans Pelicans after playing college ball at SMU. He also spent time earlier this season in the Dallas Mavericks organization. So he's moved around throughout the time or this season, and we'll have to see if he makes an impact for the Knicks. I don't think so. Like, Simonic didn't really. But, I mean, that's mostly everything from me. And now...
Before we go to the next five, and we will do that next time, I want to talk about a little bit of an emergence from RJ Barrett. I mean, we've harped on this before, but, you know, another four solid games in this last five. He had 29, 18, 23, 24, and 31, respectively, in each of the last five. And, I mean, he's only 0.5 points away from 20 points per game, which is a big milestone for him. He's really taking that step that you want to see from a third-year player, and I'm really proud of him, honestly. From the team that doesn't have many bright spots, he is definitely one of them, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I get what you're saying. I think that RJ Barrett, again, he's the leader of this team. I don't think it's Julius Randle anymore. He's the future, not the leader, but he's the future of this New York
I think
team.
He's the leader, too. When I was watching the game last night, there was like a huddle, like before they went on like a run or something like that, where he was hyping up the young guys. No Randle. Randle wasn't even in the huddle, but he was hyping up the young guys. He was hyping up Mitch, Toppin, Quick, McBride, Sims. He was hyping those guys up, and he was really pumping them up and getting into the game. I think he's going to be the future leader, and he's the future of the club or the organization.
All right, Toby, you ready to go to the next five games?
Let's do it. You want to start it off?
Sure, I'll do the first one. Our first two I'll go, and then I'll let you take the last three. Let's go Wizards tomorrow night at home. We have a little bit of a home stand before going on the road for a bit. We both have wins against them. And then the Utah Jazz, we're going to take a step back here, right? Can't go too crazy. The Utah Jazz, pretty good right now. Fourth in the West at 43-26.
I'm going to last minute change my pick, and I'm going to put a W. W for the Jazz. We need this W. Last minute change, all right? You hear that?
Fine.
You hear that coming? That's a dub train. All right, let's go to the next ones. Hawks, I don't understand why you have an L. We've beat them like every single time we played them this year. I have a dub.
I get it now. You got it. I got it. Okay.
Oh, wow.
Hawks one change to a W. Yep, we beat them every single time.
Oh, my God. Okay. Hornets, we both have dubs, even though I think we're going to lose. Heat, we both have L's. Even though I think we're going to win.
Heat are unbelievable. No, you're not. Okay.
He did not
change it. No, okay. Just making sure.
I didn't change it.
Heat have been unbelievable this season, honestly.
Oh, yeah, they're crazy.
46-24, first in the East by a little bit of a margin, two games ahead of the 76ers. And the 76ers try to get James Harden to see if they can catch up or even match up with the Heat. And I don't know. I love that team. I love how that team is built. I think they have some really key pieces, some great players, and I think they could very much make a run to the finals.
But I think Harden was more of a playoff piece because they've already made the playoffs pretty much, right? Like, I think Harden is more of just a piece to get into the playoffs.
Yeah.
For the playoffs. Like, try to win some series because he can.
I get what you mean.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. Yeah, so with that, we'll get
this wraps up an episode.
Yep.
I think with 12 games remaining, we probably only have 2-3 episodes to go, right, this year?
Oh, well, I thought they were going to make the playoffs.
I mean, in all honesty, they are, so we probably have like 4-5 episodes to go, but if they don't make the playoffs, which would suck, obviously, with 12 games remaining, I think we only have three to go. We'll probably recap this next five, then the five after that, and then we'll talk about the end of the year stuff.
Yeah, probably the end of season recap. But for right now, you know, you never know, right? So I always like to say we will see you in the next five games, unless something big happens that we got to sit here and talk about. If the Hawks drop their next three and the Knicks win their next three, oh, maybe there's a chance. Maybe we'll hop on the mics and record one here. But for right now, some things you can do to help us out is subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen.
Everything. And do it everything. Doesn't matter if you don't listen to it. Subscribe right now.
Well, if you're listening to it right now, you'll probably want to subscribe. And then you can also go where on Twitter, Toby? Let's see if you got this.
TCTNS official.
Yeah, there we go. TCTNS official on Twitter. I'm on Twitter at JoshDella29. And then you can go to shipitstudios.com/City That Never Sleeps. I didn't know if you were going to take that or not. City That Never Sleeps.
No, I wasn't going to.
It's all right.
All right. We out of here.
Yeah, so Toby's ready to go. Go New York, go New York, go. And we'll see you next time for another episode of the City That Never Sleeps podcast.
Bear down, baby, bear down.
We are the New York Knicks. We are the New York Knicks. We are the New York Knicks. We are the New York Knicks.
They go New York, go New York, go.
On the floor, scoring more is 94, and the Knicks are hardcore. And I'll tell you like this, we ain't never looked sharper. With Hubert, Bonner, Gray, and Harper, it's the Knicks, and we're back on pace. Everyone's gearing up for the championship race, and the fans are going crazy, and they're doing it for a reason. Cause 94 is the Knickerbocker season. You better believe the Knicks got all that takes. We're shooting three-pointers, and we're running fast breaks. And if your defense makes a mistake, then bam, you ain't dunks in your face. This is a team you don't wanna miss. We are New York. We are the New York Knicks. Go New York, go New York, go.
Go New York, go New York, go.
Say go New York, go New York, go.
Go New York, go New York, go.
Say go New York, go New York, go.
Go New York, go New York, go.
Say yo, bust it. All you hear is a swish. Threes by Starks and dunks by Smith. And no rebounds if that's the case. We put Oakley and Mace in your face. We draw charges and we send picks. We are New York. We are the New York Knicks. Say go New York, go New York, go.
Welcome to the All 80s Movies Podcast.
I'm Bill.
And I'm Jason. And this is the podcast where we talk about the blockbusters, the flops, and everything in between from one of the freshest decades for movies, the 1980s. So whether you're a brain, a jock, a valley girl, or a Jedi, we've got some 80s classics for you.
Do these movies stand the test of time? Are we discovering something new? Is there an 80s movie we're finally watching for the first time?
Join us each week as we dive into the cinematic nostalgia that inspired and influenced a generation. From the hits to the cult classics, we'll discuss our earliest memories, favorite scenes, fun facts, and our not-so-favorite movie moments, too.
It's the All 80s Movies Podcast, now available on all major streaming platforms. Please subscribe and happy listening.